relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
For those of you who followed me for the last year and a half plus on our national radio show, God bless you and thank you for your support. It's been quite a ride, and it's going to get even more intense. You've heard me about my background, my family background, and maybe I even told you what I studied. My first degree was philosophy and theology. And there was a stupid question we had to answer at the beginning of our philosophy degree. Does a tree make a sound if it falls in a forest and nobody's there? Why am I talking like this? Because we have an October surprise. It has been released. But will anybody know? Allow me to explain. Every Thursday morning, I spend half an hour on XM Sirius, the Patriot channel for Breitbart News Daily. And I talk to Alex Marlow. And when we connected this morning at 8 a.m., he asked me a question. And I said, Alex, could I first talk about breaking news that occurred 60 seconds ago? And here it is. I'm going to share it with you now. Just before I went on the show, I wrote a tweet. I asked the question, why did at FBI take the Biden laptop and do nothing? Now, with Alex Marlow on Breitbart News Daily at Sirius XM Patriot, 8.04 a.m. Eastern. And I included a photograph of Hunter Biden, which the Daily Mail had released, of him in a bathroom smoking a cigarette from a laptop that had evidence of true moral turpitude in the Biden-Obama administration. The second I sent send on that tweet, which was based upon a report from the New York Post, I received a message on my phone. Your Twitter account has been locked for violation of Twitter rules. Why is social media protecting the Biden clan? Well, we have the perfect person to ask that question to. He is the opinion page editor of America's oldest newspaper, the one that broke the story, founded in 1801 as the New York Evening Post by none other than Alexandra Hamilton. Zohrab Ahmari, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us the other parts of this story that our millions of listeners and viewers on YouTube must know and which directly affect you, your colleagues, and the New York Post, and the election that will occur in 19 days' time?
Sure. So we broke a very deeply reported, very meticulously written story based on a laptop that appears to belong to Mr. Hunter Biden, showing him in emails arranging meetings between his father when he was vice president of the United States, the second most powerful person in the world, and executives from a shady Ukrainian energy firm called Burisma, where Hunter was being paid at least $50,000 a month. Nice work if you can get it.
Indeed.
For serving on the board. So that the fact that he had been doing that was out there. President Trump had talked about it. Everyone had raised questions about it. Everyone wondered, why would this illustrious vice presidential son be earning $50,000 a month? Well, now we see, and it's obvious, it was, as people suspected, it seemed to be for influence peddling. So we published that in 5 in the morning yesterday. Then at, let's say, 10 o'clock, I want to say, a gentleman by the name of Andy Stone, who is the communications staffer for Facebook, tweeted that, I'm paraphrasing, I won't share that, you know, terrible New York Post story, but rest assured, it deserves fact-checking. And in the meanwhile, we're going to reduce its circulation. Now,
Twitter is going to manipulate those who are trying to repost that story from your newspaper.
Now this was Facebook first.
This is Facebook.
He was using
Facebook.
This was Facebook. And as it happens, by the way, as he proudly boasts in his bio, Andy Stone, before joining Facebook, was a staffer for Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California, and for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC. And it apparently didn't bother him at all that it seemed obviously that he is a political operative and having his hands over the levers of what Americans can see and whether or not free speech lives or dies, because obviously it's on these platforms when free speech really matters. If I stand on a street corner in Manhattan saying Hunter Biden is corrupt, okay, yes, I have the right to do that, but very few people will hear me. So that happened. Andy Stone's warning about what Facebook was doing, and then Twitter started blocking it, meaning those who had already tweeted the story, if you clicked on their link, you got this warning that this is a shady story and don't look at this website, it's unsafe. And those who wanted to tweet the story were blocked from doing that. And then today we ran a second story about Hunter's shenanigans, financial shenanigans with state-backed, communist state-backed entities in China. And again, the same thing happened, meaning people can't tweet the story. It will just block the links. And not only will it block the link from tweeting it publicly, but it doesn't allow you to use direct messages. You can't send a story circulated in direct messages, private messages.
We are talking to the opinion page editor for the New York Post, Zohrab Ahmari. Follow him at Twitter at Zohrab Ahmari, and his new book, you can order it now, Unbroken Thread, Discovering the Wisdom of Tradition in an Age of Chaos. There are certain things you cannot reveal, I'm sure, but what is your general response to this, and what can you tell us in terms of the New York Post response to this blatant political interference in the First Amendment during an election campaign?
I'll be really honest. I'm just an op-ed editor, so I'm not privy to any of that. That's up to, you know, we have our teams.
I'm sure your lawyers are very busy right now.
But what I can say is that, I mean, publicly, all we do, the case that I've made on my Twitter account and others of our team is that they're just making the public case that we were very transparent about what the source of this story was at every step of the way, how we got a hold of this hard drive. We deeply reported it. We gave everyone a chance to respond. And by the way, neither Joe Biden nor his son Hunter dispute the core facts of the story.
Correct.
So this is the most, as far as these types of stories go, this is far more solidly sourced than reams of stories that were published, anti-Trump stories over the past 4 years that were sourced to, you know, someone familiar with the matter who told someone else who was familiar with the matter and then collapsed factually. You remember the suborning perjury story in BuzzFeed that said Michael Cohen had been suborned by the president, ordered by the president to lie to Congress. The Mueller report, the Mueller team debunked that story within 12 hours, and yet you can still post it on Twitter.
And not only that, for 4 years, the mainstream media has been pushing the Russia collusion hoax. The hotels, the prostitutes, on and on and on. Now we know it was Russian disinformation. You, your colleagues have published a story which the Biden campaign cannot deny, with evidence, with federal documents of the seizure of that laptop, with the emails from that Ukrainian member of the Burisma Corporation thanking Hunter Biden for introducing him to then Vice President Biden. And what happens? Big tech tries to cancel you all. This will be the topic of the day and hopefully the next 19 days here in the United States of America. We have been talking to Zohrab Amari. He is the opinion page editor for the New York Post that broke that story. Follow him on Twitter and order his new book, Unbroken Thread, Discovering the Wisdom of Tradition in an Age of Chaos. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I say you're looking very good today. That rally in Greenville, my gosh, he looks 20 years younger. But these are serious times. Why? Because our First Amendment rights are under assault. Today is all the proof you need, not just our First Amendment rights, but our freedom of religion. Look at what they are doing to Judge Amy Barrett. Look at this idea that she's too Catholic, she's too Christian. This is a real, real assault. But there is an organization that's fighting back, and I am honored to be associated with the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are taking the cases such as the cake baker, such as Jack Denton, that student who was removed from his student president position. Why? Because in a closed chat room, he talked about his Christian values. Jack's going to be with us today. But in the meantime, please support this amazing organization that works for free to fight for all of our rights, all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they've won 8 out of 11 recent cases. Just go to my website, click on the ADF banner, sebgorka.com. $100 investment to protect your liberty or whatever your best gift might be. You can call them on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. And click on the ADF banner. Thank you in the name of all those who are fighting the good fight for the rest of us. Okay, the timing cannot be better. He is the man who knows the swamp the best. He is in charge of the political reporting from the swamp, from DC, for the most influential conservative website in the known universe. It's called Breitbart.com, and he is Matt Boyle. Matt Boyle, welcome back.
Dr. Gorka, it's always a pleasure, and I'm smiling for a whole number of reasons, not the least of which the biggest star in all of director... Hollywood conservative media out there just arrived in your green room.
She's
there.
Arrived.
Yeah, so
the,
Amanda Milius.
Milius has arrived. Yeah, we have Amelius in the building.
Amanda Milius is
don't
here.
Don't give away. I haven't even told anybody who's coming on this show. But
I'm sorry, I had to do it.
Matt Boyle's here right now. We had the opinion editor from the New York Post with us to open the show. Amanda Milius will be next. Sarah Carter, Mark Lauder, on and on. Okay, so
Where do we start? Let's summarize very quickly what the story is, and then you're going to talk to me about why the Streisand effect applies. The story is laptop was given to a repair shop. It clearly belongs to the Biden family or a Biden associate or Hunter Biden. They never retrieved it. It became the property of the store. When the owner looked on the hard drive, he found evidence of Burisma emails to Hunter Biden talking about meetings with his father, the vice president, getting more money for Hunter Biden as a result of that relationship. Videos, images of Hunter Biden taking drugs with a woman who we presume is not his wife or his dead brother's wife. And the feds were given that laptop last December, did nothing. And finally, the New York Post ran the story and is now being censored. I think I've hit the
main. I think you got it there. And most importantly, it demonstrates that Joe Biden, the Democrat nominee for president, this is not a Hunter Biden scandal. This is a Joe Biden scandal. Right. Joe Biden lied to the American people when he said he had nothing to do with Hunter's businesses. We now know, we have email documented proof that nobody's disputing the authenticity of these emails. Nobody's disputing the authenticity of the documents that Joe Biden met with Burisma leadership at the behest of his
when
son,
he was
Hunter Biden,
vice president,
when he was vice president of the United States. And then he lied to the American people about it. His campaign doesn't even deny taking a meeting.
What do they say?
They just claim that there was no meeting on his quote unquote official schedule. Doesn't mean anything. I can tell you presidents and vice presidents take scores of meetings that are not on their quote unquote official schedules every day. We've been able to document at least three in the last 24 hours that Biden has taken as vice president of the United States. In fact, I can tell you because I've met with the current president and vice president of the United States, and those meetings are not on their official schedule.
The last time I met the president, I was in the White House, said I wanted to meet him, and they put me in the Oval Office after a COVID test. I wasn't on the agenda.
Right, exactly.
So what?
It's and it won't be on the official schedule. So the point is that the Biden campaign's response is a non-denial. It's not even that. They're not. In fact, Politico even followed up with them and pressed them on, okay, well, if it's not on the official schedule, can you guarantee us that there was no non-official
meeting? Politico did that.
Yeah, Politico did, of all people. So good for them. Hats off to them. But the vast majority of the rest of the establishment media is refusing to cover this story.
So let's stop here. Mm-hmm. Number one, and this is why we have you here, because you break it down like nobody else. Number one, this is no longer a story about a coke fiend grifter called Hunter Biden. This is now Joe Biden's scandal. Number two, let's talk about it as a media person, Matt, as an editor for Breitbart. Why does the Streisand effect apply? Barbara Streisand had a photograph of her house published on the internet by a drone, I think, and she went nuts, deployed her lawyers to make sure it wouldn't be published. And what happened?
And that everybody wanted to go find it.
And everybody looked for it.
Right. Everybody looked for it after they pulled it down.
So why does that apply to Jack Dorsey?
Because Twitter and Facebook stepped in and tried to censor this story from the New York Post and other people that are talking about it. And they're trying to shut down any discussion about it. All that does is drive interest to what in the heck do these tech giants want us not to know? And again, anybody can go to the New York Post story on their website. They can go to our website. They can go to other news organizations that have covered this. So there are several good organizations out there that have covered this story that people can go read the emails for themselves. They can see that, again, Joe Biden, as sitting vice president of the United States, took these illicit meetings and then lied to the American public about it. So they can see this stuff for themselves. Now, there's new stories today, by the way, that Twitter and Facebook are also trying to censor, which is details from the New York Post. And I would, again, encourage people to go read their
story.
Second story, all sorts of different connections to Chinese-backed energy, Chinese government, CCP, Chinese Communist Party-backed energy company in China, in connections between Joe and Hunter Biden and that company. So, but again, the fact that these big tech companies are censoring this story is only driving more American interest in the story. It is now the biggest story in America going into the final 2.5 weeks. What, we're 2.5 weeks to Election Day, right? Yeah. So this is the thing that every person in America wants to know about. This is the biggest story in the world. And by the way, it's worth noting that we're still in the middle of a global pandemic, and we have a U.S. Supreme Court nomination fight happening, as well as a presidential election, and now Joe Biden's corruption scandal. And again, I emphasize the fact that this is not about Hunter. This is not about some other family member. This is about Joe Biden. And what did he do? When? What did he know? When did he know it? When did he do it? His involvement in this is now the biggest story in the world, thanks to Twitter and Facebook.
And let's be clear, what Matt discussed is real. At 8:04, I posted a tweet saying, I'm coming on XM Sirius, the Patriot channel, with his boss, Alex Marlow, to discuss the Hunter Biden story. The second I pressed send on the Twitter machine, I got this message. Your tweet, your account has been locked. Within a nanosecond, they're doing it to us all because they're afraid, and they should be. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with Matt Boyle. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
I was really angry this morning. I was fuming, and you can hear it all because I let it all out with Alex Marlow on Breitbart News Daily on the XM Series channel. Why am I advertising somebody else's show? It's important stuff, but now I feel so much better. Why? Because Matt Boyle is here, and we're turning the corner. It's happening, guys. Forget Watergate. This is much bigger. Another reason I feel so good is because I slept well, thanks to Mike Lindell and his MyPillow. Support our program. If you like the truth, if you want to fight for the truth by listening to us, support our sponsors. It's how it works. And get up to 50% off if you use my name. It's MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. He's a great American patriot. Support him, and then you're supporting us. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. Wow. I'm sorry. I can't keep up with the news. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Matt Boyle. First things first, the official quote from the Biden campaign with regard to the New York Post's blockbuster story. We have reviewed Joe Biden's official schedules from the time, and no meeting, as alleged by the New York Post, ever took place. Well, as we've said, that's an official schedule. It doesn't mean it's the reality. I have in my hand the official letter from Senator Ted Cruz to Jack Dorsey with six burning questions. I'm just going to ask one of them or share them with you. If Twitter did not prevent BuzzFeed from sharing its reporting on the Steele dossier or the New York Times reporting on President Trump's tax returns, please explain a politically neutral principle for why this reporting on Joe Biden was treated differently. There's the rub. We're going to talk about it more, but please share with us what you just, breaking news, Matt, on your phone
literally
right now.
Seconds ago, the Associated Press, this is the headline in the Associated Press, C-SPAN suspends political editor Steve Scully indefinitely after he admits he lied about his Twitter feed being hacked. Now, look, I like Steve Scully. I think he's a decent guy. I've been on his show. But, like, at the same time, the dude lied. He tweeted this whole thing, Steve, to Scaramucci.
Is this right to do this? I'm going to do it because I believe in the truth. Steve Scully, on the morning of that story about you DMing Scaramucci, I texted you at 7 a.m. I woke you up and asked you, is this true? And you replied to me, no, it's not. Did you lie to me, Steve? Did you lie to America? As a fellow Catholic, I'm disappointed. Okay, let's return to the big story. What is your sense that this is just the tip of the iceberg on this scandal?
Well, look, we've been following Biden family corruption for a long time, and this is a pattern. And again, the way it works is Joe Biden gets assigned, and President Trump has done a better job that I think than anybody in terms of laying this out, so I highly encourage people to watch his speeches on this and in his rallies. But what happens is Joe Biden got appointed to handle certain things. He gets appointed to handle Iraq. What happens? His brother gets a big deal there.
Yeah.
He gets appointed to handle Ukraine. What happens? His son gets a big deal there. He gets appointed to handle Central America. What happens? His other brother gets a deal there.
China.
And then what happens? Hunter Biden walks away with billions of dollars, right? Like, so hundreds of millions of dollars coming back. But by the way, that's a lot of crack cocaine, I'm just going to say.
That's a lot of prostitutes, a lot of drugs.
So, but I mean, again, it's not about Hunter Biden. It's not about
brothers. Not anymore.
But that's the big picture here is that imagine if the voters put Joe Biden in the Oval Office at the top of the country as the president of the United States. What's going to happen? This pattern of corruption around him, his family members, who he clearly enables to engage in this level of insidious corruption and use of foreign powers to undermine U.S. policies. Because what ends up happening in each of these places is U.S. Interests are undermined for financial gain for the Biden camp, Biden family. It's a family business. And by the way, it makes Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton look like nothing.
Like pikers.
These guys are pros. They know exactly what they're doing. Biden has spent 47 years in public life. They know how to game the system to make themselves rich off their Joe Biden's government service. And Joe Biden's in on it quite clearly.
Listen to what Matt just said. This is the point. The Iraq contract, the Latin American contract, the China deal, the Ukrainian deal, for members of the Biden family, none of it happens without Joe Biden being the center of the web. He is the corrupt spider in the center of that web. This is now Joe Biden's scandal. Follow this man. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. Read his writings. Check out Breitbart.com every single day. Bookmark it. Matt, great to have you in studio. We are going to now do selfies with Amanda Milius in the green room because he's a big fan, as am I. She's going to be in studio with us. Yes, John Milius' daughter. But we're not talking about Conan the Barbarian. It's even more exciting. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. You've waited long enough. Liberate yourself from your daily pain, just like Deborah in Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling now. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. Why isn't it? What are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and night like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Deborah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Do it now. You deserve it.
There was an illusion being created using the most awesome tools and the greatest tricks that the American intelligence community had learned to use against our enemies. Now it was being deployed against the American people and our president.
This is the biggest political scandal in modern history, which makes Watergate look like a tiff.
The FBI director has no credibility.
The left used to not trust the FBI, and now they love them.
If this can happen to General Michael T. Flynn, imagine what they do to anybody who has a single strike against them.
35 Russian diplomats in the U.S. expelled.
The prosecution of General Flynn wasn't a pursuit of criminal activity. It was a setup.
Flynn actually had details. So he was talking about going after people's budgets. They were terrified.
Media didn't start as neutral. Media hasn't been neutral all its life.
The two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact, through WikiLeaks, that she says one thing and...
Oh, no.
They worked hand in glove with Comey to try to delegitimize Trump. They were not there to tell the truth.
A political dirty trick is being carried out by our intelligence community.
Honestly, none of us really know, sort of holistically, what to think about this dossier.
They went into Congress. They said, there's nothing here. Doesn't matter. We'll keep going with FISA. We'll keep going with the investigation. And more importantly, we will go on TV day in and day out and lie to the American people to their face. And nothing's going to happen to us.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread. And the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum. Russian scum.
I felt really... Can you scooch over so you're in the camera? Thank you.
Yes.
I felt really bad about that ad for an amazing new movie because I'm the only person who appears in that ad as a voice and not a face. But then I watched it again and Don Jr. is the same. So I think I'm in good company. Now stop complaining, Gorka, because you have the maker of a film. And I'm not kidding. If you don't believe me, you need to go and see his tweet. Scott Adams, who is the antithesis of hyperbole, I have never seen Scott Adams go, oh, rah, 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 and, you know, pom-poms. Scott Adams said, the man who invented Dilbert, the creator of Dilbert, yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Two days ago. The day before yesterday.
2 days ago, he said, I have seen a film that changed me as a human being. That's the video he posted, a two-minute video. I've watched a film, you know, you hear this, it never happens. This changed my life. It's called The Plot Against the President. It's based upon the book by Lee Smith, a regular guest of this show, and it's made by none other than Amanda Milius. And if you recognize that last name, you recognize it for good reason. Amanda, can I do something? We haven't even spoken since you sent me the film. And I'm going to do this because I haven't even texted you. I haven't even called you. I'm going to say in front of millions of people, you did an incredible job with that film, and you did it in record time. Let's start with the obvious question. Why did you make this film?
Well, I suppose because even though when the opportunity kind of was swimming around and we were thinking about doing it, I myself was like, oh, my God, I'm going to make a Russiagate movie. Like, who's not sick of Russiagate? Like, we've had to live through this for 3.5 years, 4 years, really. Everybody's sick of it. Oh, my God. And then I realized, well, that's actually the problem, that everybody feels that way. And so to actually pull all the pieces together and present it at like a 30,000 foot view, but also get into enough details was really important because the exhaustion people feel is actually the plan. Like having constantly assaulted the public with this fake story for the last 3 years and hidden the proof against it in these nightly news releases, nobody's tracking the whole picture.
This is the point that Scott Adams made. He said at the beginning, said,
I think he said that really well.
Another Russiagate thing. I'm not interested because that's what they want you to
right.
be. They want you to switch off so you believe the surface garbage, the prostitutes,
and
the
what urinate. You think you remember. Most people, right. There's so much. So I think what it's, and I mean, it's, I think it's a really exciting movie. I think a lot of people have said, wow, I didn't realize how fun and exciting and kind of inspiring it would be to watch, considering you're like, well, I know this story. But actually, you don't know the story.
So what is the story? People need to watch it. We'll tell them how they can watch it. It's The Plot Against the President. But in the Washington style of the elevator pitch, and, you know, you made this movie, but if you had to sell it in Hollywood, what is the two-sentence pitch of the plot against the president. What happened?
Well, I mean, I'd say it was an absolutely organized coup against an administration that by the intelligence agencies, by overreaching law enforcement agencies like the FBI, and by the DNC and the Hillary campaign, in addition to the Obama administration. I mean, I think we do a pretty good job of showing how all of those things are connected.
All the agencies, the White House, Brennan, Comey, the NSA.
I think one of the better points that was made is that you don't really understand the real danger and implications of what happened. It's like people are like, oh, Russiagate. Yeah, it turned out not to be true. And that was really annoying that we had to go through that. But actually, it's really dangerous because if the tools that the country uses to protect us, to protect the state, are used against the state, we are essentially defenseless. And the person who said that actually was
John Solomon.
No. Actually, yes. John Solomon says that in a different way. But you know who Edward Luttwak?
Professor Luttwak.
He's
another crazy Hungarian,
but he's amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. And he put it best, where he says, when the institutions that are there to protect the state turn against the state is defenseless. And that's a huge problem. And yes, Solomon talks about that too, how
information warfare
has been turned against
the U.S. population. We're not using against the Russians or the Iranians in so much as we're using it against ourselves. And let's be clear, the events of the last 24 hours are the demonstrable issue. So look, we can't pack it into today. I'm going to be talking about this for the next 18 days at least. But here's the issue, my friends, and Amanda's going to be here for a while, so relax. The issue is less, yeah, Twitter are bastards. They're fascists. I get it. Facebook, all of them. But that's not the real issue. Of course they want to censor us. Somebody asked me, why do they want to censor us today? I said, well, do you know where they're from? It's Silicon Valley. It's California. What are you talking about? They're all libs. They all want Biden to win. Here's the real issue, and this is what her film is about. The owner of that store gave Hunter Biden's laptop to the FBI in December, 11 months ago. The only reason the story broke in the New York Post at 3 a.m. this morning, or yesterday, is because the FBI did nothing. The FBI that surveilled U.S. citizens, that set up General Flynn, did nothing. And that's what should scare all of you the most. The film is called The Plot Against the President by Amanda Milius. We will be back with Amanda in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you want to hear more, if you want to support us, support our advertisers. Relief Factor is real. I use it every single day. It has rid me of a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Find out if it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans by going to relieffactor.com, and then you can also call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Has anybody got chains? You got those flex tie restraints? You can stay here a little longer, can't you?
Yeah.
Tied to the chair.
Yeah.
She's Amanda Milius. You know who Amanda Milius is. She is the creator of an incredible, incredible new movie. It's The Plot Against the President. It's based upon an amazing book by Lee Smith, and I'm just going to do it because I can.
But what is best in life? The open step, fleet oars, falcons at your wrist, and the wind in your hair.
Wrong! Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good.
the great John Milius. First things first, we're going to keep you here for another segment. This is an amazing movie. You've already got incredible plaudits from the likes of Scott Adams, who do not exaggerate. Everybody's in it who matters, from Devin Nunes to John Solomon to Matt Gaetz, Don Jr.
Sidney Powell.
Sidney Powell, the great Sidney Powell. Kash Patel, the man who is...
Steals the show.
What a character. What a charismatic character. Tell us right now, because people want to watch it, where they can see it, Amanda.
Okay, well, the best place is to follow us on Twitter, because we will always be putting out new places.
So how do they follow you on Twitter?
It's patpmovie at Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's Plot Against the President, the PATP movie. Mm-hmm. That's also our website, patmovie.com. And if you click Watch It Now, that page will be constantly updated with the different platforms you can see it on. And right now, the best place to see it without having to do a subscription is Vimeo On Demand. You can rent it. You can buy it. It can be on your TV. It can be on your computer screen. Also, the two subscription channels that it's available on, My Movies Plus and specialproject.io, which are both, all of that is linked in our website. I would suggest supporting those two platforms because they're free speech friendly. It'll never be taken down, and they're Patriot owned. So that's why we launched with them first. Then we have Vimeo. In the next few days, it'll be live on Amazon Prime, and iTunes shortly after. I mean, we're going to be on everything. So it'll be on YouTube Premium, Google Play. It'll be on PlayStation. It'll be on everything.
Vimeo On Demand. Go to patpmovie.com. That's the Plot Against the President. Look them up on Twitter, patpmovie.com. How many hours did you shoot?
70.
Don't relax. It's an hour and 27 minutes long. It's okay. But there's a lot more.
There's more to come.
And it's going to change America.
Everything.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've been talking to Amanda Milius, but she's not going anywhere because we won't let her, because of you, our dear listeners and viewers. Hi, guys. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board, on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming, YouTube, Facebook, available on Instagram TV. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.